Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 7:23. Cloudy today and a high of 42. Well, the Bitcoin talk is absolutely everywhere. And Mark Cuban, a billionaire and then some, who's on Shark Tank all the time. I believe he sold originally Broadcast.com was his thing. And then, of course, now he owns sports teams. And
right.
He's become ridiculously rich. Well, he's, you know, the headline is Mark Cuban has advice. You know, billionaire investor has one rule for investing in Bitcoin. And that would be, since it's still very much a gamble, you know, you could go from 15,000 to zero or maybe both. You know, one, it could be 15,000 or zero on the same day. His advice is, if it's money you need to depend on and can't afford to lose, don't do it.
You know something?
And so there you go.
It's a stroke of genius. But I'll tell you this. He has said the same thing about college. He came out with a quote a couple of years ago about college, about people going to colleges above their means mm-hmm. as far as cost right. goes. And he right. said, the minute you do that, and he was very, like, he was so adamant about it. I remember it was an interview that I was watching on television, and he said, if you go to college above your means, you're setting yourself back years
yeah.
Beyond. And I was just like, he's like, and nobody listens to it. Mm-hmm. He goes, nobody listens to it. They get excited about going to college, and I understand it. He's like, but if you go to college above your means, and he was like, I mean, he was so adamant about it. Like, he got yeah. his chest, like, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he makes these simple things, and I'm like, yeah, well, like you said, if you don't have money for Bitcoin, then don't buy right. it, right? Same nonsense. Same thing.
So he says, if you have money, you can gamble, and then it's worth taking a shot, but know that it's like right now, it's $15,600 for each Bitcoin, which is up like about double from, you know, a few weeks ago. But and overnight, it went to 17,000. It came back down to 15,600.
Right.
So overnight, while you were sleeping, up to 17,000 and down. Like, that's crazy.
But I'll tell you that. Crazy. That's the first time I've heard it. Anybody say it came down at all.
Yeah, well, it goes up and down all the time. But
I just keep going.
In the last few days, it's gone up considerably since Saturday from, it was maybe, I don't know. I'll tell you what, it went up a couple thousand, I think, since Saturday.
I'll never understand it. I can own a yeah. piece of a coin that doesn't really exist.
It's called a coin, but it's not a coin.
Right. It's nothing.
That's the name of it.
It's air. Mm-hmm. It's in the sky.
Right, right.
So you own this. You own mm-hmm. 1/10 of a piece of nothing.
Mm-hmm. That people put money behind.
And at that point, that right. 1/10 is worth $1,750, right now, $1,750.
Or whatever, yeah.
Of nothing. Yeah. But it's nothing. Well, where is it? Well, it doesn't really exist. What do you mean it doesn't exist? It's a Bitcoin. It's in the cloud.
Right. It's not a physical coin.
So there's nothing
right.
there.
It's digital currency.
So
right.
Well, then how do I really know my money is there? No, your money's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I know?
Right.
Trust me. Trust who? Who do I trust?
Well, as long as you can buy it and then cash out, then you know it exists and it's okay.
Give me a certificate.
You know, we used to need pieces of paper to get a letter from somebody, but now we get this thing on a computer that doesn't exist. You accept that as a document. Oh, no, it's a document. Well, this is also a file that is a certain number of bytes.
If I have a question.
So we just have to learn to accept that because cryptocurrency is apparently where it's going to go.
If I have a question, who do I call?
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know. Therein I don't remember the guy's name, but he's out of it already. The Japanese guy who started the whole thing.
Therein lies my issue.
Yeah. Mark Cuban, by the way, is worth $3.3 billion, and he definitely has a decent amount of money in cryptocurrency.
I'm sure he does, but he can gamble.
He can lose
like
it.
He said, he can lose it.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. Right now, there's a lot of ups.
You and I saying.
But the bubble's coming, they say.
You and I saying, listen, you want to put 10 grand a piece in this thing and Jesus. Hope for the best? We'd be like.
I guarantee you, if Bitcoin crashes, it's because I put $1,000 into it the day before.
Right.
That's
right. Oh, but you,
then you'll know.
No. Let's rephrase that. If it crashed, it's because I put $1,000 on it.
Yeah.
If you put $1,000 on it, it would go right. from 17.5 to 22.8 in an hour.
I don't believe that for a second. This is too scary for
Come
me.
Come on. I think history shows who's got the bad luck around here.
We're just talking about the Bitcoin situation. Mark Cuban from Shark Tank said, listen, don't invest any money that you can't afford to lose. Bottom line, because it is so volatile, it could be at $15,000 for a Bitcoin one day, could be at zero another day, or hit both prices in one day. I mean, that's a maybe exaggerated, maybe not exaggerated situation for Bitcoin. East End Jeremy's on the line. You got a story? Go ahead.
All right, so one of my family members really believes in that Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And was on top of it when it first came out.
Right.
Invested, like, I'd say, I think, like $7,000 into it. But dang near lost it all because it goes up and down so much.
Right.
And now he's back up on it big time.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money now.
I'm kicking myself because he told me, he goes, just take $1,000 and throw it in there. Just do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would have benefited or I would have lost it all, but every time I hear about it, I'm like, oh, it's like that Amazon. Remember the Amazon story you guys did a couple months ago about if you would have bought $10,000 worth of shares in Amazon in this year, you'd be worth this much. I mean, it's yep. like that ultimate gamble.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bitcoin millionaires now. They're being born every day because there's people who bought it at $2, $3, $4, $10, $30, and now it's $15,600 per Bitcoin. Yeah, and there's people with thousands of Bitcoins.
But the thing is, that could drop off the face of the planet tomorrow and be gone.
It just seems like a Ponzi scheme.
It does.
I
feel the same way, JP.
All right, thanks, Easton. Yeah, I mean, it's you got to have the stomach for it if you're going to do it.
Where's all the money? Oh, I accidentally threw out the hard drive. Wait, what?
Right? There's that guy with a laptop. The hard drive ended up in the dump, and it's got like $100 million of Bitcoin on it.
Well, where's the guy who started this whole thing? He's on vacation. Where is he? I don't know. Well, he's in the cloud.
Nobody's even seen this guy.
He's on vacation in the cloud? Well, where's the money? Where's all the Bitcoins? They can't find the hard drive. I mean,
it's digital. You're never going to find the Bitcoins.
Yeah, okay.
They're never going to jingle in your pocket.
Sure.
I mean, it's fun to talk about this whole Bitcoin thing. But, you know, a lot of people don't have the stomach to put their money in the stock market because it goes up and down too much for some people's stomachs. So Bitcoin is just the, you know, steroid version of the stock market. And if you were putting money in that, I mean, it's digital currency. It's not like this company that you can visit that sells, say, a phone. And it's difficult to conceptualize. And it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Because it ain't real. That's it.
Well, a lot of things we do digitally, if you think about it, aren't real.
I'm going to start a cryptocurrency. Who wants them?
There's a lot of them out there, too.
No, I'm going to start my own right now. Well, uh-huh. It's $5 a JP coin.
Okay.
$5. Who wants them?
Hell no.
Who wants them?
Yeah.
No, why not? $5.
Kiss my ass.
How could you lose?
Whitney Houston is not buying your JP coin.
Why don't you trust me?
I got a shut the
no.
Hell up.
I'm not shutting up. I have a hard drive and I have JP coins.
No.
I have a million of them. $5 a piece. Who wants them?
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
It's no different than that guy.
I agree with you.
Why? Because it's me, you don't trust me?
Well,
I have 1 million JP coins.
Talk to me in 8 years. Keep saying that for 8 years, and
okay.
You might get to where the Bitcoin is right now.
Every day for 8 years.
Right.
Okay, you got it. No problem.
Because that's where Bitcoin started.
JP coins, who wants them? $5. That's not right. Oh, you watch. You watch.
Shut the hell up.
I got $5 million worth of fake coins right in my pocket. What's up?
Roger and JP. All right, we'll get one more phone call in here about Bitcoin, which is in every newscast. There's headlines everywhere, and it's because it has taken a ride, thousands of dollars of increase in the last few weeks. Last night, Bitcoin went up to $17,000 per digital Bitcoin, and it came back down overnight while we were sleeping to $15,692 or something. So it's crazy. You got to have the stomach for it. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Raj. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm kind of on board with JP. This reminds me of .com stock back in the 70s.
Yeah, but at least that
this whole...
But at least that was real.
You what bought kind of stock?
You bought .com. Oh. You bought stock. You got the stock certificates. You had something in your hands.
And the whole thing tanked. Remember that?
Right, but at least you could have got out. You knew who to talk to. You can call your broker. You can get your money out. Right. But then I don't know what this is.
I don't either. I don't get this whole Bitcoin. I remember when it started, like Roger said, you know, $10 a share, $5 a share. How do you cash out? You had the guy on the radio earlier in the week about cashing out. He didn't know how to cash out.
I don't know why he doesn't know. That would be the first thing I would learn before I put money in.
I mean, this whole thing, like JP just said, it's a Ponzi.
And listen, it's a Wild West, and it's definitely a roller coaster ride. And it's just people are taking it. It's exciting. I mean, we're talking about it because it makes headlines, because it's exciting, yeah. And people are getting in. Oh, people are blindly throwing thousands of dollars at it.
People are gullible to do it. I'm just not one of them.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah, and this weekend in Chicago, they're, you know, like we have the New York Stock Exchange, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they're supposed to be putting in where you can bet on if Bitcoin is going up or down, the futures of Bitcoin.
Where I can bet on it? What is this,
well,
Vegas?
That's basically, that's what it is. So you can buy futures, and if you would, what would you like to put your money on? That Bitcoin is going to come down or go up? If it comes down, you make money.
I'd like to put my money on the Cowboys.
Right. Win or lose. It's the same thing.
I don't want to, but so, I kind of feel like that might be a safe bet.
They're bringing those things in this weekend, and I was reading yesterday how they're like, listen, this has been really simple so far. You buy or you sell this digital Bitcoin, but now that they're going to have money going toward if it's going up or going down, people are going to pay attention to what the popular opinion is, and that will drive the price up or down of Bitcoin. So it's going to get more crazy.
This is a scam. It's a giant scam. It's a scam. It's a scam.
But this is how stocks work,
too.
This
is how it works. It's a scam. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam.
We will see.
The whole thing.
A lot of people say the cryptocurrency is the future, and that's where it's going. And the banks.
Again, I got
all the banks. You know, the big names. Yep. They're looking into it, doing their own as well.
I got a million JP coins in my pocket.
Yes. Have you sold any yet?
$5 a piece.
No, not yet.
I got some interest on the interweb.
You might have to bring it down to like a buck.
No way, man. $5.
Then maybe.
$5.